Hi, friends, and welcome to the Plus Mommy Podcast. I'm your host, Jen McClellan, and here we explore plus-size pregnancy, motherhood, and body love. From bumps to bellies, we talk about it all. Now, let's get started. Hi, friends. Today, we are joined by the amazing Christina Wells. Welcome to the show, Christina.
Hello.
I'm so delighted to have you back on the show. You amazed me in 2018 watching America's Got Talent and moved my heart and moved millions of people's hearts with your story about your body love and coming out on stage and singing. And I just remember watching the show and being like, I want to meet this woman and I have a podcast. I wonder if she'd come on. And you did. You're on episode 36 and I was still learning how to podcast, what to do. And I was so anxious and nervous to interview you that I went into the closet to interview, which was a terrible idea. And I had terrible audio, but it didn't matter because our conversation was so amazing. Like, we cried together.
We did. I remember sitting at my desk and we talked because you touch on topics that are so important to talk about, weight and having children and just that struggle of being pregnant and being a plus size woman. And it's just a journey that it may have been 20 years ago, but I remember it well. Right. When we got to talking, I was like, heartstrings are being plucked right now.
Yes, I felt the same way. And then I re-aired your episode on 103, episode 103, because I'm like, people have to hear this. Like, not everyone goes back and listens to the older episodes. And then we're like Facebook friends. And so I saw that you're doing an incredible new project, Christina Wells Designs, where you are creating one-of-a-kind clothing for everybody, because in your words, everybody deserves inclusive body positive designs. And I was like, hey, you want to come back on the show? I know we did a Facebook Live together too. Like, am I bugging you? I hope not, because you're amazing.
No, and I love
you and want to talk to you and promote anything that you do. So I'm so happy to have you here with us today.
Thank you. I think you're wonderful, Jen. You bring such positivity and such light into the world. I really mean that. So every time you reach out, I'm like, oh my goodness. Yes.
Well, I feel the same way about you. So why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself for anyone who doesn't know who you are, because after this episode, they'll be your new mega fan like me.
There we go. When you said millions, I was like, oh, millions of people. That's right. I forgot.
Yes. Millions of people saw you. You pouring your heart and soul out on the stage.
Okay, so my name is Christina Wells. I am 46 years old. I am a mother of two boys who are now two grown men, but I was a single mama for a long time, so part of my identity, I always bring it up. And I live in Houston, Texas, and like Jen said, I sang on America's Got Talent, and I made it all the way to the semifinals back in 2018, season 13. So yeah, I'm a registered nurse, and I tell people, I'm nurse by day, diva by night.
Yes, quite the diva. And we talked on that first episode about your clothes too, because clothing has always been really important to you and you learned how to make your own clothes. And now you're launching Christina Wells Designs. And you are simplifying how just even someone like me, who's a plus size gal too, but I'm only 5 feet tall. So I have to get like all of my maxi dresses hemmed. Like, I don't think I'm capable of sewing, but I was watching your YouTube channel and I'm like, oh, maybe I can do this. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Gold mess.
Yes.
So yes, exactly. That is my biggest thing. So like you said, I think that everybody deserves to be comfortable. I feel like when we wear clothing, and I know you know what I'm talking about, if you've worn a girdle, underwire bra, right, and pants that pinch us, they tell us all day long we're too big. All day the message is being sent to us, you're too big, you're too big, you're too big, you're too big, you're too big. Then we buy something that we absolutely love, that one shirt that fits us exactly how we like, that pair of pants that hit the crotch isn't at your knees, that you didn't have to roll it six times, and you feel right. Mm-hmm. You feel confident. You feel attractive, right? So I know people can't see me. I'm a very plus size woman and I've been a big girl my whole life. I'm 5'8.5". So I think it is a little easier when you're taller to carry weight and you can like kind of cope with it longer. Then I know that's like a journey when it comes to height and weight. And so when I was younger, it wasn't as big of a deal. Like obviously it was teeth and stuff, but it wasn't hard to find clothes because you could buy, you know, I just maybe had to buy like older women looking clothes. You know, if I wanted to have a nice dress.
Leigh-Ann Bryant?
Yeah. Or Catherine.
Catherine.
Yeah. Yes. So you want to do something nice and you want to wear something pretty and you're kind of having to go outside of what your style would be because you don't have a lot of options. So like back in 2013, my friend asked me to be a bridesmaid for her wedding and I was so excited, but totally broke. And she was like, girl, if you can get yourself a dress and get a ticket, I'll take care of the rest. I'll take care of your stay, the food, everything. And I was like, really? She's like, yes. She's very generous. I love her so much. And so I was like, okay, the ticket I could do. Let me get a Southwest Airlines ticket. We all have done it. And then I went and I found a sewing machine at a garage sale for $15. It's this old metal Kenmore. And my mom had sewn when I was growing up. And so I had been around sewing, but I'd never like been like, teach me how to sew, mom, you know?
Wow.
So I got a pattern and I got some fabric and it took me a long time. Like it took me a long time. This was not like I touched the sewing machine and I instantly could do everything like a fairy godmother. No, like it took a long time for me to figure out a lot of YouTube videos. There was this one woman in the UK who had this brilliant accent. She's like, darling, here you go. And she had the perfect camera mounted under her by her needle.
Oh, geez.
And you could see exactly what she was doing. And I watched all kinds of videos. And I made that dress and it wasn't perfect. I always tell people, if you look inside of my older clothes, it looks like a tornado has gone off in there, but smoke and mirrors, the outside looked real cute. And everyone said, that's nice. And I was like,
yes.
Okay. And just over the years, it blossomed from there. I just kept making things and it's so hard to find cute clothes as a plus size woman. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a 4X, I have 5X. 28, 30, you know, 26, 28 when I'm feeling skinny, baby. And so you're right. You go to Leigh-Ann Bryant and there are clothes that size, but are they your style? Like
right.
I want to have just as many options as a size 10 or size 12. But here's the thing. I used to think, and I will say used to meaning like a year ago, I believed if you were skinny, meaning less than a size 18, look, my version is skinny. If you were skinny, like a twig, a 16 twig, you could buy clothes anywhere. You had every choice available to you and you had no problems buying clothing. I was in a marginalized group. But what I've learned is that everybody struggles finding clothing that really fits their body. Everybody struggles finding even patterns. Like for people who sew, patterns, they're all based on an hourglass shape.
Wow.
And I don't know about you, but none of my glass goes in the middle. I think my body got the wrong printout when it looked like
it. Oh, your printout is perfect. But, but like you're saying, we all are different. And like I was watching one of your videos and you're like, you know, some plus size people have big chests, other people don't, but like all the plus size clothes seems to be cut one way. And, but
yes.
Although now all of a sudden crop tops are in, which I'm still trying to wrap my head around. But anyways, they all seem to be cut a certain way that are either too long or too short. Yeah, it's, so to be able to customize things, which isn't that what celebrities do? Like they just buy whatever they want off the rack and then have not every celebrity, but a lot of people and then have clothes custom tailored to their body. Like I thought that this was something only, you know, wealthy people could really afford to do. But then watching your videos, I'm learning, no, this is something, it's a skill that people have been doing forever. And why
and
can't
actually,
I do it?
Exactly. Like, I was taught, you know, we were talking about COVID and the pandemic and a lot of people pulled sewing machines out of attics and from their grandparents to make masks or hats or some sort of covering, right? Well, now they're like, hey, wait a second. I could take in that pants or I can hem that shirt or I can cut the sleeves off of this and make it sleeveless. That's right. And that's the thing I tell people. I now, and it's taken me years to be able to say this, but I have 100% freedom of whatever I want to wear. Anything I want to wear, I think it, I draw it, and I make it.
Yeah. And I watched the first time you broke out a tutu to perform the national anthem in. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like a signature outfit for you. And indeed it has become. Like, you look absolutely adorable, but I'm like, I would rock a tutu. Like, I need to go somewhere to rock it, but like, yeah, you look so good. And then it's in all these different colors. And then you're just like on the Megatron singing the national anthem, feeling yourself, looking amazing. And there's no rules to fashion, and I love that, but we often feel so limited, especially those of us who exist in a larger body, or those of us who can't afford to buy something customly made because it can be extremely expensive.
Yes, and that's part of the journey, because during the pandemic, I didn't have anywhere to perform, so I started doing clothing for people. I made a wedding gown.
Wow.
Designed and created a wedding gown, and I started to realize, like, people will pay to have this done, because everybody wants clothing that fits exactly what they want, especially for special events. Mm-hmm. And so this is what really opened my eyes. And it's funny, because I make everyday wear for myself. Like you said, I do my tutus, I do evening gowns, I do sequin gowns, I do custom couture type work. But I make, like, what I have on right now, it's an everyday gown. It's a little dress I made for myself to wear work.
So cute.
And so I went on a trip in January, and this is what happened. Making clothes for the pandemic for people. But in January, I went on a trip to Punta Cana, and I wanted to make, they were going to have an all white party, so I wanted a white goddess dress. And then, of course, I'm going to be doing beachy stuff. And so I had gotten a cute bathing suit, but I wanted a cover up. And I had seen a video on TikTok about taking a scarf and thrifting it into a beach cover up. I'm like, oh, I could do that. Okay, here we go. Okay, I can do this. Well, I did some video of just the fabric laying on my table. And then I did the little cover up the screen thing, right? And then when I came back from my trip, I had taken a bunch of video of me and my best friend in these cover-ups I made from a tablecloth and a scarf. Well, and then I had made that goddess, this white goddess dress I wanted to make. And these were very simple patterns. And when I say patterns, I mean, like, I literally draw it on a piece of paper, and I'm like, I want the neckline round like this. Like, simple stuff I'm making up. And I posted it on my page, and it went crazy. I mean, the video of me in that goddess dress got thousands of views.
Wow.
People were just like, how can I have this? And I was like, you want this?
Yes. Yes.
So
is that what you're like, Christina Wells Designs?
Yeah, because it's like it's a verb and it's a noun, because it's Christina Wells Designs and Christina Wells Designs.
And
So what we're starting out with, and I actually have a team of people, and I'm really working on the branding, and I don't know if you saw my mints and my lavenders.
Yes, I love the logo. Colors. Yes.
Thank you. I'm loving you. It's so beautiful. One of my very best friends, David Wunsch with Perch Creative, he signed the logo for me. He was like, it needs to feel accessible. Mm-hmm. It needs to feel affordable, but it needs to feel like fashion, both in its creative stages and in the end. So what we're doing is, and I love sharing this with you first. So what we're doing is, we are creating and this is going to get fancy sounding, but it's very simple, a sizing nomenclature. So just like you said, we're not all made the same way. And almost every pattern and almost every clothing item out there is built off of a sizing chart based on an hourglass mathematical equation, which is bust is big, hip is big, waist is little. Well, I came up with the idea, what if we were to look at people not as hourglass shapes, but as some of the shapes we've talked about over the years, the apple, bigger in the middle. So bust is small, waist is big, hip is small. Or what about the pear? Bust, then waist, then hip is even bigger. Or what about, I love the idea of the carrot, the bigger bodied, bigger shouldered, or bigger breasted person with a small bottom. We came up with double cherries, which is our hourglass idea, right? Big on the top, big on the bottom. And then something I like, the cucumber, where you have really generally similar measurements of all three sizes, bust, waist, and hips. And so we are calling it, like, what's your fruit or what's your vegetable?
Ooh.
And so we have a little quiz, and this is all, you know, of course we work on right now, but basically the idea is if you come to the website, and right now I have a form that if you click on it, you can like give me your feedback, tell me your measurements, tell me what vegetable or fruit you think you are, because we're taking in tons of information as we build these sizing charts based on this concept of your ratio between your bust, waist, and your hip. Then from there, I'm first going to be releasing my patterns, which are the design dresses that I have made.
Wow.
So that other sewists can make my dresses. But we're also looking at doing like what I call a la carte pattern piecing, where you can purchase just the items you want and put them together the way you want to.
Oh, this is so cool.
So if you like this sleeve and this bodice with this skirt bottom, yeah, you can make the dress that you want. Very simple. This is, I'll be honest, if someone is a very complicated creator or sewer, I think, or sewist, I think, you know, they're probably wanting something a little more complicated. I'm starting out much simpler because I'm trying to open the door to sewing to people who feel like it's closed, because it can be complicated, but I feel like one of my skills is being able to communicate complicated things in a simplified way. So I feel like I've kind of broken some of the codes on sewing, and I can open the door and show you that like some of my most beautiful dresses, I have this gorgeous purple dress. It's got all this sequin. It's so beautiful. It's two pattern pieces.
Okay. So for someone that's never sewn, I'm raising my hand. The listeners can't see it, but I'm doing it. Like, you still saying like two pieces, that still feels overwhelming to me, but that's pretty simple.
Yes, because if you were to open up like a traditional pattern, you'd have 10 or 15 wow, different pieces to the pattern. Because what they're doing is sewing is puzzles in 3D.
Ooh, okay. I can see it. Yes.
Okay. So if I told you I had a puzzle for you to do and it had 100 pieces versus if I told you I had a puzzle to do and it had 5.
Yes. I'm feeling better. I'm less anxiety. 5 okay, pieces. I can see it. I can do right, it.
So now if I told you I had a puzzle and it had 2 pieces,
I feel like I can do it. Yes. Yes.
And that's the concept. So a lot of times when you go to buy a pattern, which if you go to my YouTube channel, Genoa's Designs, I talk about patterns and purchasing patterns. And some of them will say easy or quick sew or simplified or 1 hour. And that's because they have fewer than 10 pieces in there. And so like, for instance, my son got married last year and I made his suit. I made the wedding gown. Wow. I made my son's suit. But my son, each suit for my sons, they each one of those suits have like 55 pieces to the pattern.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So you can see it can get very complicated. And I'm here to say 2-piece pattern, meaning 1 piece, you cut it out, you open it up, it looks like a shirt. Oh, I know what this is.
Okay.
Versus if I show you a half moon and I'm like, this is part of the show.
I'd be like, what?
What? How do you know that? And I'm like, well, the 27 times I've lost you.
Yes.
Right?
But there are like tens of thousands of designers who release patterns that are complicated and have a lot of pieces. And I'm sure there are also designers that do more simplified stuff, but not in the way that you've so carefully thought out that we're not all hourglass. I used to be more of an hourglass in my 20s, but anyways, we're not all hourglass, and our bodies change and morph, yes, and we're all different beautiful fruits and vegetables, and we should have, yes, access to clothes that make us look and feel good. And why not be able to make them ourselves? I think of like going to, you know, Joann's and looking at different fabric and being like, oh my gosh, like some of these patterns are so rad. I'd love a dress. I'm a dress, yes, girl. I love dresses, but I can't sew. Well, maybe I need to not stop saying I can't and be like, I can.
You can. I promise you, you can. Sewing is so much easier. But I think what has happened, and I tell people all the time, sewing has been forever connotated with the concept of a grandmother.
Yes.
So someone who is older, who has free time to sit and figure out what sewing is, that it's like this small, challenging, intricate task that somehow they rub their hands together and you hear the na 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 on the sewing machine, and then voila, you know, you're sitting around.
Grandma made my Cabbage Patch Kids outfits, the dolls' outfits. I remember that. And yes, I remember that noise.
That's a memory.
Yes. Yes. Core memory. Yes.
Core memory. It's so true. And so I think what's happened is that sewing started to open up in the past 10, 15 years with RuPaul's Drag Race because a lot of the drag queens, they make their outfits. And so then now we're seeing someone who's not a grandmother sew, right?
Wow, yes.
Well, now then the pandemic has happened and we've seen enough of these, a lot of these young gay men and a lot of these drag performers who are sewing. And you start to think like, I want a beautiful dress like that, or I want that cute little outfit they have on. And so the pandemic, I think, brought those grandma sewing machines into the hands of our generations today. And people are ready for something more complicated than hemming their favorite jeans, you know?
Yes, but you can also teach me how to hem my favorite jeans. Like, I was watching your how to hand sew YouTube video.
I teach you how to hand sew. Yes.
As I said in the beginning, I'm only 5 feet tall and a half inch. So I have to get most of all my long dresses hemmed. I used to get pants hemmed back when I wore pants. Don't wear pants anymore. More of a leggings gal, but I still have to get my dresses hemmed. And like, it's amazing how one tailor can be like $15 and the other one's $25. Like, you just never know. Yeah. Where to go.
For each one of the items.
Yes,
each one of the
it
items.
Adds up. And,
and I can teach you how to do a rolled hem in 15 minutes. You'd be shocked.
I bet. I want to watch that video. I want to. I need to because it adds up. And also, like,
sometimes
too, as a bigger person, I don't know if you've experienced, but you obviously have done your own tailoring since 2013, but sometimes it can be nerve-wracking going to new tailor and putting on a garment and then, like, I had someone measure me, but they didn't take into account like how my booty, you know, is so big. So it lifts the fabric up a little. And then they just did it all the way around the same size. So then it's higher up in the back. Yeah. It's like you never know what you're going to get. But if you do it yourself, you do know what you're going to get. Most of the time.
Yes, but see what you're talking about there is it's such an important key piece of this, which is this cognizance that our bodies are not cookie cutter.
Yeah.
And like you said, like I say it in my videos, like if you're, for instance, going to make a dress or even if you're going to hem something, think about all of you. Like you said, your booty is bigger. I have a really big tummy. Like I have a big, big stomach and my stomach adds 4 inches to my dresses in the front. So all my hems, if you hang my dresses up on a hanger, they look like they're slanted.
Ah,
that's what I need so that when my dresses, yes. Exactly. And so learning that one small piece about yourself, now when you go to lay that dress on the table, because you're going to cut it because you want to hem it, you're going to say, well, I'm not cutting this even across.
No,
I'm going to sit up on the mirror, put a pin, hold up your little dress, fold it, put a pin, lay it down, look at the ground. Is it short enough? No. Pick it up, fold it again, put a pin, put it down. Okay, that's short enough. And you're going to reach around the back and do the same thing in the back. You'll be shocked.
Wow.
You'll be shocked how simple this is. Because, I mean, it's not like, it doesn't have to be like mystifiable. You know, like it's very easy. It's just recognizing the things that look good on you and getting some simple instructions. And that's what I'm hoping to provide. So we're doing this in stages. Right now, we're working on really creating an education source for sewing on YouTube and on the website. And letting people see kind of behind the closed doors of my sewing. Because, you know, it's funny. I really and truly have thought that my sewing wasn't that interesting.
You are so much fun to watch. Like, I could watch you teach me how to, like, scrub a shower clean. Like, I would watch that and enjoy the heck out of it. Like, but I'm watching your sewing videos and I'm not only thoroughly entertained and having a great time, but I'm learning. I'm learning and I'm learning something that you're passionate about.
Oh, I'm so passionate.
Yes,
about it.
Yes, yes.
I get really worked up when it comes to sewing. And so, yes, I want to be a resource to people. And I appreciate you saying that. And so I'm making every single week on Tuesday, new content comes out. Like the next thing's going to be how to thread your sewing machine. And then I'm going to do the ABCs of sewing. I've done how to do measurements. Like a lot of people, if you want to buy clothes on Amazon, you need to know your bust, waist, and hip measurements. So I have a video on how to use a sewing tape measure. I have a video on how to choose a sewing machine. I have a video on like whenever you go to get patterns, how to read a pattern envelope and what to look at on the envelope and know how to buy one. So I'm really going to try to take people through all the different chapters. I'm actually going to cover my pillows for my couch with a different fabric that I found. And so I'm going to show people how to do that. I'm just going to teach people how to do these simple things that I do all the way up to the point where we release our first pattern, which is really the first iteration. And then I'm going to actually teach people how to make that pattern. I'm going to have full length videos, and it may take an hour and a half of video. If you want to watch it with me, I will teach you how to do this step by step, because I feel like so many times people go, all right, today I'm going to show you how to do blank and blank. And they step away and come back and they have 14 steps done. And they're like, okay, this was super easy. We're already to step 14. I'm sure you're caught up. Pause and read the instructions. And you're crying over some tangled thread and a broken needle. I've been there. Like I'm right there with you. Like, I don't know how to do this. Why didn't be explained? And so I want to give that, like, this is the first step. This is how you go get a pattern. Now, if you want to get a machine, this is how. You want to hand sew, this is how. Now we're going to sit down and we're going to cut this pattern. And I'm going to teach you how to read these little thin pieces of paper so you can know how to cut a pattern out. And then my patterns are going to be PDF. So I want to teach you how to do a PDF pattern, because that's different than buying a pattern at Joann's. So yes, I have all this crap inside my brain.
You love it. I love it.
And I just want to share it.
And you said earlier, and I also, when I was watching your intro video too, you said it, that sewing is freedom. Can you talk a little bit more to that?
Yeah. Like, I think right now, if we were going to, let's say you and I are going to get together and have a trip, we're going to we're going to go on this trip. We're going to go to Mexico. Come on, go. And I want to wear a bathing suit that does not come up on the groin and show the under part of my belly.
Yeah.
And I want to have a skirt on it that comes all the way down to my knees. I don't care if I look like an old lady. It makes me feel comfortable. So then when I'm swimming, I don't worry that someone is seeing under my stomach. Because for me, my very large stomach, and I talk about my tummy a lot because it is the reason I make my clothing. I have small arms and like smaller sized thighs and legs. But I have this very big tummy and my boobs aren't bigger than it, right? That's the way you make yourself look thinner, make the boobs look bigger than your stomach, right? And so let's say we're going to go on this trip and I want this bathing suit and you want a bathing suit that works for you and your height, right? But if what I'm going to do is I'm literally going to go to a piece of paper and I'm going to draw this bathing suit. Mm. I'm going to draw the straps wider because I don't like it when they're skinny and they dig into my shoulders.
Yes.
I'm going to draw the sides of the bodice so that the bra part of it comes all the way over my fat roll that goes under my arm.
Ooh, yes, please.
I'm going to put that wide elastic that fits nice over your cuticles and your booty. Ooh. So you don't have to worry about it, right, creeping into places that it doesn't belong, right? I'm going to line it with something that will wring out and dry well and not like little cotton strips inside your thigh. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Right? And then I'm going to do it in the color I want it to be. And I want it to be purple. I want it to be purple with yellow highlighted dots in the middle all over the fabric, right? So now I go and either find the fabric. You can custom create fabric online at Joann's and other websites, Food Flower. And then I'm going to order it. And it's going to come to my house and I'm going to make it. And then we're going to go on the trip. And maybe you're going to be like, I went to 7 different places. I ordered 3 bathing suits on Amazon, right? This is a real thing. And you're going to be okay with the steps you've got, and maybe you found something you like, but it's not exactly perfect, or you had to rubber band the straps together in the back so it wasn't too long, right? This is real. And then your trip is going to feel different. You're going to be thinking about what you're wearing. You're not going to be free in that, you know, the swimming pool or the beach or whatever. And I'm not going to be, because my outfit's going to fit exactly how I want. So I have this freedom, like a window open, that I can just reach out and I'm like, whatever I can imagine, I can make it. And then here's the best part. When I'm making it, if I put it on and it doesn't fit right, guess what?
You fix it. I just fix it.
And that's the freedom that sewing gives me. And not everything I make is perfect. And not everything I make is beautiful. And not everything I make walks out my front door. But I can always start again. I tell people that's what seam rippers are for. That's what scissors are for. I started making a dress a few weeks ago and I didn't like it. So I cut off the part I started making and I threw it away and I started over.
I love that creativity. And you spoke to it on your video I watched about, and I so related to this as a soccer mom, that, you know, you get these shirts. You know, that, or when I was doing 5Ks, you get these shirts and you're like, what, well, we go up to 2X, sometimes 3X if you're lucky. And I'm like, I need a 4, but you would take get 2 shirts and then make your own shirt. And I love that. Yeah. I never even thought to do it. I would just buy another, you know, big shirt that fit me of the same color. Yes.
see, mm-hmm. of a color of the team mm-hmm. with no logo on it. Yep. Or if they ordered bigger shirts, they're not exactly the same color as everyone else's. And you're going to stick out with a sore thumb because your shirt's not the same as everybody's.
And they're unisex.
That's exactly right.
Yes, it's so frustrating.
That's right. So Todd's mom has on this cute scoop neck tee with short, cute sleeves that fits around her boobs. She looks great. And I'm over here in a mildly red shaded top.
Yes, I feel that so deeply.
Yeah. So one of the things I would do was buy two shirts. This is a great hack. So you get two shirts of whatever the team shirt is. Then you go under the armpit, right, where the sleeve is, uh-huh. and you cut as wide as you wish it was. Ooh. So if you wish that shirt was 5 inches wider, yeah. then you cut 5 inches out of one shirt under the armpit down the side to the bottom. Then you cut open the seam on the first shirt and you sew it in.
Oh, okay.
So now the shirt is 5 inches wider. Do you want 10 inches? Cut 10. Do you want the whole sleeve doubled? Cut the whole sleeve and the sides underneath your armpit out and stick it in this other shirt. And there you go.
There you go.
So then I was like, well, if I'm going to be editing it, I'm going to put some sequins on it.
She's going to bedazzle it.
Yeah. And so I started doing all these cute things where I got green sequins to go with the green shirt for the, you know, football team. And I got blue sequins. And you know what happened? People are like, I want your
yes.
shirt. And I was like, well, I thought I wanted yours, but it turns out I really like this one better.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It's not only feeling like you're included, but you're making it your own. And yeah, it's such a great workaround. I wish there wasn't a necessity for the workaround, but I'm so thankful that you shared your workaround with us and people can have that in their back pocket. Maybe you could create a pattern on how to do it for the,
you know, that what? Would That's be cool.
Yes. Because it's so relatable.
Yes.
So relatable to so many mm-hmm. people, you know, especially a lot of parents who want to do things with the kids. I get questions all the time of like, Jen, where can I find mommy and me clothes? So there's a whole nother line of Christina Well designs that I'll, you know, yes. love to see is just some mommy and me, outfits because they don't often provide those in extended sizing or like you were saying too, like someone who's really tall, a lot of their pants end up being yeah. more high water. It's not just for plus size people, but I feel, you know, speaking from personal experience, it's very frustrating existing in a larger body, loving to look cute and having yeah. to shell out a lot of money to get something online that you kind of hope, fingers and toes crossed, is going to look good.
Yes, that's the big thing, is fingers and toes crossed. I've ordered things on, you know, on all kinds of online sites, and you get it and it's like, well, how many X's is this? Because I don't think their X's are the same with my X's.
Right.
You know, so it's so little, or it's shrunk up, or like, yeah, and or pants that are, you go to put them on and they make them so see-through, or even like leggings. It's just, it's a whole thing. And so I'm real big about hacks. I before I sewed, I just did tons of hacks. Like I would take another good hack for those team shirts if you're a dress wearer.
Yeah.
Because it's, I gave you a hack how to make it wider. Well, this is a hack how to make it longer.
Okay.
So I would take this super cute shirt that is medium cute, get a 2X. You can get that 2X. I would then cut it off below the logo.
Okay.
And add a skirt to it.
Oh, yes.
Two simple pieces of knit fabric. Walmart has this awesome thing where they do 3 yards for $3, 4 yards for $4 in the fabric section. Ooh. So if fabric cost isn't overwhelming or intimidating to you, you can go get simple knits. And a knit is like a simple stretch, like your t-shirt is made of knit.
Okay.
Any kind of stretch maxi dress you love is made of what's called knit. And you just go get it. You literally cut yourself two. You could do a rectangle. It does not need to be some special. You cut yourself two rectangles. You sew them on each side and you sew them to the bottom of that t-shirt. And now you have a t-shirt maxi dress that has the logo on it that nobody else has.
Ooh, I'm seeing it. How? I can't, I feel like I can't say for the busy moms out there because you're like a full-time nurse, part-time singer, full-time mom and grandma and all these awesome things. Like you do it all, but like for the average person that's really busy, how long would it take to, let's say, hem that, let's very basic, hem that maxi dress on your own? Like what is a realistic time frame?
Oh, you could hem a dress in an hour easily, yeah. 45 minutes. Yes, easily, because I'll tell you why. And this is the key. You have to be okay with making a mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the number one thing I see in my sewing groups and in my online groups, where I'm a part of a bunch of Facebook groups for sewing, is I'm so afraid I'm going to make a mistake. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay if you make a mistake. So if you're willing to just step forward, you'll be shocked how many times you will get it right.
Yeah.
Versus a mistake. Because remember, a mistake is based on the idea that there is a predisposed way this is supposed to be done. And there is not. No. I tell people all the time, the pattern is a guide. You are the creator. Mm. So when you go to cut that hem, that dress, you want to cut your maxi dress, they're too long. I'm challenging you. We're going to have FaceTime together and I'm going to walk you through how to hem your maxi dress. Because I can teach you how to do it with a hand stitch, girl. You'd be like this. I don't need no more alterations done. Put them $25 in a bucket for yourself. So you go to cut it. And you're like, I feel nervous. I know the length for the booty needs to be a little longer. Uh-huh. So I'm going to cut the whole thing the length of the booty because that makes me feel like I know what to do.
Okay.
Now you put it on and you see it cut for the length of your longer area, which is for you the back, for me the front. Now we just need to adjust the one side that doesn't need to be longer.
Okay.
So we literally stand in front of a mirror. You have a mirror at your house, uh-huh. but you look at yourself in and judge yourself, right? Y'all do. And you're just gonna then, I literally have a stack of like a pin cushion by my mirror in my bedroom. I go in there and I hold it up and I pin it where I want it to be. And it's a guesstimate, right? Yeah. Three pins across a foot. You need three dots to know what line to draw.
Okay.
Right? You don't need to have a pin every inch.
Right.
Okay. So now I go to the sewing machine. I do all my pins as a triple fold. You just fold it up. A quarter of an inch, and you fold it again, a quarter of an inch, triple, boom, boom, boom. Lay it on the machine, and I'll tell you, more often than not, my thread is not the same exact color of my outfits. General shade matching is good enough. If it's got white in it, white thread works. If it's got blue in it, any color blue will work. And I just sew. I hold it, fold it over, and I just sew around the line. Yeah, and there are different size stitches. So instead of doing like little tiny stitches, so if you do make a mistake, you can do big stitches, like inch big, right? So imagine that. You go around the hem. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm already learning.
See? So you do what it's called a basting stitch. You've already learned your first vocabulary term.
I'm so excited.
So you do a basting stitch. You do it around the hem. I get real worked up. I probably sound like a crazy person talking about this, but you do a basting stitch, and now what happens is you put the dress back on, go back in front of the mirror, and you turn around. Do you like it? Do you like how long it is? I think it looks good. So you go back, and guess what? You redo the stitch in smaller stitches because now you have confidence in your basting stitch.
Oh, okay. I'm getting it. I can do it. I can do it.
Right?
About how long for a two-piece pattern dress do you think?
So I make a lot of two-piece pattern dresses where I do like a front bodice and a back bodice. So the whole front of the dress is one piece. The whole back of the dress is another piece. And then the sleeves would be considered one that I make two times.
Yeah.
You follow me?
It's got to match.
So when you make, I've done this many, many times, and I could do it with all the hems. Because remember, you have to hem your sleeves. Okay. You have to hem your neck. And you have to hem your bottom of your dress.
Okay.
So I could do that in about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Wow.
You can have a whole new dress. So imagine you have your fabric, you cut out two sleeves, and I have every kind of sleeve. You want a long sleeve, you want a short sleeve. You want a three-quarter, you want a poofy sleeve. You know what I'm saying, a cap sleeve. Maybe you want sleeveless. You can choose whatever you want. Then you do your front and back bodice. You just simply fold the fabric in half, and you cut out armpits straight down the body. And I go down past the boobs, out for the tummy, back in for the booty because I ain't got one, down to the length I want. And I know my numbers because I do it all the time. It's 45 inches from under my boobs to my ankles. It's 35 inches from under my boobs to my mid-calf. You know, I just know my numbers. Yeah, so then you just cut it the length you want. You sew it up along the sides. Sew the shoulders closed and attach your sleeves. Hem the whole thing and you're done.
See, everyone listening, Christina makes it so accessible. And I'm just thinking, like, I would spend more than an hour and a half going and shopping and getting frustrated and, you know, feeling like, why can't I get this dress and that that design, but no, it only maxes out at like a size 12. Like, you know, it's just so frustrating to go shopping, or you're just spending hours online, like wondering what you're going to get. So I like this. I like this. I know it's not for everyone, but the point is, like, we can life hack anything that we want to do. Yes. Like, you, that's such a testament to you and who you are, is like figuring out what it is that you need and finding a way to do it and do it really well and investing your all in it. And I love that so much about you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me that you see that in me, especially because this started out was like not having resources and not feeling like there was something out there that I could afford. And now, like, I make really beautiful sequin gowns. And even if your fabric is $9.99 a yard, you buy 4 yards, that's $40 my made a dress.
Wow. What, do you have any guidance around, like, fabrics that are better for, you know, plus size people that might need a little more stretch or might get sweaty easily?
Yes. So, for example, when you look at your knits, if you are a sewer, if you look at your knits, there's something called two-way stretch and there's something called four-way stretch. And your girl like a four-way stretch. So two-way stretch is left to right. So if you put the fabric on your body, let's say up and down, just a fabric, not a dress, just fabric, and you go to stretch it, from top to bottom, usually it's not going to stretch, but from left to right, a good knit will stretch. Now you're hearing me, right?
Yes.
So this means boobs can stretch. This means the booty can stretch. But I, as a tall woman, as a woman with more than just, I don't just have one width, I have a lot of up and down to me too. You can also buy fabric that stretches up and down. So now it's called two-way, and then up and down as well means four-way.
So this is
going to be, right? So I think of a great four-way stretch fabric in a maxi dress. Yes. I know we talked about maxi dresses, but that is, honey, I will swear to you, maxi dress, do you like a sleeveless maxi?
I like sleeves because I live in the desert and I like a short sleeve. I don't need long sleeves. I still working on that body love journey, as we've openly talked about on the show, and arms are still one that I'm working through. So I like a t-shirt length. I'm wearing a dress right now that's got that t-shirt length.
So then something I do a lot is something I call Xeroxing my favorite clothes. So you take that t-shirt dress that you have on that you love so much, you fold it in half, you lay it on the fabric that you like, and you draw around it, and you use it as your pattern.
Ooh, yeah, because it's all 3D.
Exactly. It's a 3D puzzle. And then you lay those little, like, just, and I know this may be strange for some people to think, but think of the shape of a bell, right? Like the bell ding-dong. Yeah. And then you just add like arms to the bell. That's a sleeve.
Yes.
So once you know that, you can just cut it out and add the bell. Mm-hmm. And
there's the dress.
I tell you, it is so easy. I do it so much and so often. And I just want to show people all the time. Like, yes, I have made really complicated things with darts and cool necklines, and like I made this outfit where I'm a strawberry and I have this Queen of Hearts neckline. Yes, there are complicated techniques, but you know, you made a pie once, or you baked a cake and it wasn't fancy, but it tasted good, and that's what you can do with sewing.
Yes. And I love, you know, making it that you can have whatever you want clothing wise. Again, as we talked about that accessibility, it took me a long time just to even realize that I could go to a tailor. And I know that sounds so simple, but it's also from a frugal point. So then I'd buy an even cheaper dress that I didn't quite love, that didn't last as long. And then I realized, spend a little bit more money on the dress, spend a little bit more money on the tailor, and then I have a dress that's of higher quality, fits my body right, and lasts so much longer that I end up saving money in the long run. But I could save even more by using one of your great designs, or even just having my own maxi dresses and all my dresses and things.
Seriously.
I love that. My son, he's very textile. He likes certain fabrics. They make him happy, and other fabrics don't. And I was wearing these pair of velvet pants I got on sale on Torrid. They're just pajama pants. And he touched it and he's like, Mommy, I really want a pair of these. And I'm thinking, well, Torrid, nothing's going to fit him. Where can I find him velvet pants that would work? And I could probably find some, but it was just like, oh, I even thought in that moment, like, it'd be so great if I could just make him something, like make him clothes that made him feel good. So the idea of like growing from getting to hemming your own pants to like making my kids some velvet pants, like this could be a whole new door you're opening up for my whole family. I love it.
That's exactly right. And look at the freedoms. Like already your mind starts to think of all the things you could do. And that's everybody. That's what I've noticed. Whenever someone works with me, like let's say that you hired me to make the pants for him and I'm making these pants. Well, what's going to happen is you're going to be like, well, I'm looking around my house and we could make this and then we could make that. Like it just opens the door. Yeah. And that's what sewing does. It's the freedom of expression and creativity.
I love it. I love it. And that is how you express yourself so well, is through your clothing. Did you find that that was something that you did before you were sewing your own clothes? Were you that bold with the, I mean, you are a diva and all of this, has that always been a part of your journey with clothes, or has it only expanded since you've made your own?
No, I've always been like, I tell people I'm a Christmas tree. I'm highly decorated.
I love it.
I do. It's head to toe. It's with my loud blonde hair and diamonds on my glasses. I have, you know, every color of earring in that I can find. I have 10 earring holes. I just love creativity when it comes to like expressing yourself head to toe. So, and I also like to tell a story with my outfits, which may sound a little ridiculous, but I can tell you I was 12 years old, 13 years old in junior high. And the first day of sixth grade, I wore a hot pink fuchsia top and skirt that flared.
Yes.
And then I got an extra piece of fabric and I wrapped it around my head like a turban. And then I got turquoise and hot pink mascara.
Oh my goodness.
And I did my lashes. My top lashes are turquoise. My bottom lash was hot pink. And I was really, of course, made fun of for these things.
Aww.
By some people accept it, but it's something that was who I was as a person, like jewelry choices and coordinating my outfits with like my nail polish. I remember going to freshman orientation for college and I had picked out a nail polish to change my nail polish every single night of orientation to match my outfits. Yes.
That is so awesome.
Yes.
I love that. I love that about you. But that's the beauty of clothing, right? Is that you can be eccentric and play and have fun, or you can wear all black. And there's nothing wrong with either end of that.
No.
But for so long, plus size people haven't even been given the option to be all sparkly and bedazzled, except for in that one shirt at Leigh and Bryant. So now it's like we have many more options, but still there's usually everything is designed for that hourglass figure, which is so far from what all bodies look like. All bodies doesn't come in one shape or size, even if that size is expanded. We come in different shapes too, and sizes.
Exactly.
Yes, in all different spectrums and all different needs. And just thinking like, you know, as a bigger girl, sometimes it can be harder to like reach to clasp something in the back too. So maybe you want a zipper that comes over on the side instead of the back too. I'm getting, gosh, it's all exploding in my brain. I'm loving this.
Isn't it amazing though? Like someone wrote to me on that Google form I was telling you about. They were like, well, Christina, will you think about clothing for sitting? You're a wheelchair bound person. Think about clothing with access. If you have medical tubing that needs to have access to your body, like you said, children or even adults who are on the spectrum who have tactile needs or avoidances, you know, so understanding that some people can't do buttons, some people need snaps, some people can't do zippers, some people need bigger zippers. What if you have lymphedema and having more space for your legs?
Yes.
I mean, I could do this all day, honey. All day I could talk about this.
I'm like, we got to collaborate on a plus size labor and delivery gown line. That would be so much fun.
Well, I will tell you something that I was designing and working on for a photographer, which is a plus size adjustable, like one of those flowing gowns for maternity.
Yes.
So I would love to work with you and create some really great options for all size. And that's the thing I'm really looking at is like someone wrote to me. They were like, can we have clothing options that are not based on perceived genitalia, but on just form.
Yes, yes.
So your pregnancy may not look like, well, I didn't have a big pregnant belly because I already had a big pregnant belly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just got a little wider. I just got a little fuller. I didn't have like this round tummy that went inside of my pregnancy clothes. And so I think just, you know, building things for people of at any stage, in any shape, and also giving access to those people who feel comfortable to create and have the tools to create to make things that will make them feel good in their own skin.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we know that not everyone who gets pregnant identifies as a woman too, but the options around maternity clothing are just one standard way. And that's ridiculous because pregnancy comes in all shapes, sizes, colors, abilities, identities just as well. But there needs to be options. So you're going to create that space.
Exactly. And like you just said, like there's this young woman at my job who is very like goth is how she describes herself. Yeah. Black hair. She has a spike in her nose. She's like doing crazy fun eyelashes. Well, she's pregnant and she doesn't want to wear a pink outfit right. with a bunny on
no,
the
front. Yeah.
Like pregnancy doesn't necessarily mean that hyper femininity and over the top cutesy cutesy. Like some people want to feel sexy and pregnant. Some people want to feel sleek and pregnant. Some people want to look professional and pregnant. Honey, I'm telling you, you could do anything. I'm already designing an entire line of pregnancy wear now.
Yay! <In my head. laughs> Oh, I adore you so much. I am so glad that we had this opportunity to talk about clothes. We've had past opportunities to talk about music. And I think you're an incredibly talented, genuine human being that really wants to bring joy into people's lives, whether it's by your voice or by your creativity. And I'm honored to know you and to have you on the show again. I should never pick favorites, but you know, you're like my favorite.
Yeah,
I adore you. I adore you. And I love to learn from you too and expand my own perceived limitations. So I gotta hem those maxi dresses and I do say yes. Out in the car unapologetically. So I'm getting there.
That's right. You know what? We need to remove limiting beliefs and we yes. need to realize that we're capable of anything we put our minds to. Thank you. I appreciate that you see me and you see me as a person. And like, I am grateful for the opportunities that I have. But at the end of the day, I'm really a regular woman. And I truly feel like I've been giving some great opportunities. And when you get those opportunities, you're supposed to share them. That's really what I believe.
And it's what you do. Where can people find you? Tell us first about Christina Wells Designs. And then also, like, if anyone's going to be in the Houston area and they can, you know, come to one of your gigs, like, oh, I'm in New Mexico. We're like, our states touch, but we're like many, many, many hours away from each other, which is very disappointing.
Yes, yes. I know. That would be so fun. It would be so cool to get to
that
together.
That would be amazing. Something. It will happen.
That would be
it
amazing.
Will happen.
It will happen. Well, we'll decide it. So if you'd like to see more about Christina Wells Designs, you can go to ChristinaWellsDesigns.com. Right now we have a splash page up. It's just the one page, but it's got the link to join our, you know, our email list to find out more as things come forward from Christina Wells Designs. They're also on all social media platforms right now at Christina Wells Designs and CW Designs. I'm on TikTok. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. And we're on Pinterest, creating all kinds of content, resources, and on YouTube, our full videos that teach you both how to just understand how to measure your body and, of course, how to take small baby steps towards the journey of sewing. And if you would like to follow me on my musical journey, you can go to ChristinaWells.com, where there's a full gamut of videos and footage from my time on America's Got Talent. And you'll see more about this on my my Facebook page, my Instagram page, all of which are at Sing Christina, SingChristina, because that's what I do.
That is what you do. You sing, you design, and you inspire. So I'm going to put everything in the show notes over at plusmommy.com. And once again, you've been a true delight. I can't wait to have you back on the show again. And we need to just do a live.
Yeah.
Could you imagine doing a live recording? It would be that. That's on my bucket list now.
We should get together to do it.
Yeah, a live.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
Yes.
I love it. Well, thank you. Thank you for being you and for all that you shared with us. And looks like I'm going to get to sewing in a hemming, and it's going to be awesome. So here we go.
I'm excited. Yay.
All right, friends. Until next time. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.